Your order's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Stratford, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut. Yeah.
We have Amanda here from Sterling Community Center, and I loved that she was like, if you didn't call me, you'd be in a lot of trouble. Amanda, funny enough, I was calling the wrong Amanda.
No.
Yes, I was. So I have three Amandas in my...
Amanda?
Not as beautiful as you. Not as beautiful as you, but I realize I left two voicemails for an Amanda who is like eons ago, like worked in a totally different market, different state.
Okay,
and
okay.
Yeah, and that I was like, why isn't she calling me back?
I'm glad we figured this out.
I thought we were closer than this. Amanda, I adore you, and I love what Sterling does for the community. First of all, for people who don't know what Sterling Community Center is, what is it, and what do you provide for Stratford and beyond?
Yes, well, from Blue Sky Diner, we are just a few blocks here to the left.
She ran here.
I really did. Yeah, I'm actually out of breath. And we are an amazing community center with our kind of headquarters in this beautiful Victorian mansion that was gifted to the town of Stratford in 1931. No, I'm coming right after Dr. Chess, too. It is everything everyone needs and wants, right? It's really hard to explain. We've got the childcare piece. Epic summer camp. We have the town youth sports as well. We have a food pantry for those that need food security support and basic needs assistance. We have toddlers. We have senior citizens. We have Dungeons and Dragons and Pokemon and improvisation. And it is really a home and a hub for the community and an intersection place to bring people together.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I remember talking to you specifically because I think you cover so many different things. I don't know how you do it. I mean, you have an amazing staff, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're also so involved with community events as well. I mean, every time I see something going on in Stratford, you guys are right there supporting either families or just being a part of it. I mean, we've got Stratford Day coming up. You guys have a huge role in that. Talk mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah. So glad you had Stephanie on. Main Street Festival, AKA Stratford Day, bringing it back, takes over Main Street. It's a real pride spot for our community. And it's for folks that live here and folks that live out of town who want to experience the day. We have a really unique opportunity that we're situated right in the middle. So we kind of take over the driveway with outreach and merch and giveaways. John will be giving tours at noon and 3. So if you're interested in A, what's happening, or B, the history of the building and where we've taken it, that's a really good opportunity. And we also have some community art projects that are happening. Another thing to know, too, is that whole historic district over there, that Civic Plaza from kind of Perry House through Pisties over to our First Congregational Church. So this big, beautiful historic block has some funding attached for a study to improve the connectivity and the wayfinding and the intersection for the community. So we really encourage people to chime in. The architects and designers will be there hear community feedback on what the community wants. So stop by Sterling House. Lots going on.
Yeah.
And it is
amazing.
Called Sterling House. That location is Sterling House.
I know.
The organization is Sterling
Community Center.
So we're getting everyone used to that.
No, I love. So it's funny that you say that because honestly, can I show you? Because you're not going to believe me otherwise, but I always like to have the proof. I literally wrote on here Sterling House. Look at, and I even wrote a question mark because I'm like, I've always called it Sterling House, but then I looked at your website and it's like Sterling Community Center.
Totally.
I'm like, here we go.
You know,
I'm gonna get it wrong. But I didn't get it wrong, John.
You did it.
I did not get it wrong.
The quick and dirty on that, right? We have Sterling House. We have Aaron's Gym. We are all over the schools and the fields in town and the courts.
Yes.
As we look toward the future and think about expansion and other places that we can be to engage with our mission, it's not going to just be that house.
Exactly.
Only 50% of what we do happens in that house.
Right.
So we needed a name that would allow for that stretch and that excitement.
And it's a great name. But Sterling House is still accurate.
And absolutely. Amanda from Sterling House. Happy to be there.
All right. I love it. Now, Amanda, I love you because you're like me. You're type A and you have lists.
Yeah.
What's
top
on
five.
Your list?
Top five from Melissa.
What's your
right.
top five?
Well, we covered Main Street Festival. Check. Okay. I have just, this is a proud plug. I have just turned 10 years at Sterling House.
And you look great for 10.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel like I'm 10 most days.
I started that job in a maternity dress and a blazer after having our second child.
God bless you.
And here I am with wrinkles and trifocal
That's
contacts.
That's not accurate. So, that part we're going to disagree on because you're literally stunning. But okay, go on with your life. Yeah.
I thought this was a personal celebration. I mentioned it to a few colleagues of like, I feel like we should do something.
Yeah.
And they put out some social media energy around it. And the response from this community, I haven't even legitimately given back the love that I've been given over the last week. It was so affirming and so warm and so loving, and I feel so thankful. And then this week, Joe Gresko, our state representative,
sure.
and Representative Shake, represented the delegation and busted into my office with flowers and a citation that was literally this large.
Yeah.
And a Connecticut flag that they flew for me at the Capitol. I was dying. I didn't see it flown, but they gift you the flag.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. And so it's just such a good example of this town has this incredible energy where we give and receive in ways that just pumps up this positive energy here. And it's why people stay. It's why there's generations of folks that live
so
here
true.
And raise their babies here. And so I'm thankful to be here. So 10 years. Okay.
Congrats. Amazing.
Celebration. I'm sure you feel this way too. Everyone's inviting everyone to all these things. Graduations. We have the end of the school year happening. So we'll graduate some of our preschoolers
Crazy.
In our 85th preschool class.
Wow.
Our teens, many of them are graduating. We just had our volunteer event where we celebrated 500 teens
wow.
who literally served close to 20,000 hours of service.
Amazing.
So that's another kind of heartbeat that's happening in this community. In addition to their busy lives, they're giving back.
Wow.
So really excited about that. Number four, you with me still?
You're crushing
okay,
it. Oh, I'm
okay.
with you.
Number four, we get so much support for our food pantry during the holidays. Right now, no one's thinking about food.
No, it's true.
It's an important time to think about food because kids are about to be home with their families in the summer.
Very true.
And some of those supports go away. So if you have it in you to send food via our Amazon wish list or to drop off food, to make a reoccurring donation of $20 that fuels us a month.
Love that.
To donate online. We'd so appreciate that. Also, if you want to volunteer and be part of that, we're always welcoming volunteers too.
That's amazing. Where's five?
Five is down and dirty, which I'm going to start early.
You saw that, John, right? You saw her like almost ending the interview, and I'm like, wait, you said five.
Down and dirty is a mud run.
I'm not great at math, but I am great at counting to five.
You
didn't get to five. You got to four, Amanda.
Here's four. Well,
my God.
Look at this whole table of Melissa groupies here.
Those
right?
are my best. That's literally my best friends, and then my son's best friends.
Okay, so that whole table and your son, I'm starting early, right?
Yeah.
This is in September, so we've got some time.
Yeah.
WICC, led by Melissa, is going to have a branded team that is going to run, walk.
Yeah,
at your level.
I want to do the down and dirty
this
so badly.
This mud run at Short Beach. There's
yes.
no better way to start your morning.
That's so
there's
true.
No better mission to support. I'm getting you there.
Perfect.
Look at me.
I can't
we
wait.
Have three months.
I'm looking at you. You count to five. I'll come to down and dirty. I think that's a fair trade-off.
I love that.
I love that.
What else you got for me? What do you need?
Unfortunately, Eric's going to tell me that I have to wrap.
Okay.
That's what he's
going to
tell me because I know how Eric is. And thank God for Eric because I would not be on time ever. This show would be a disaster. Amanda, thank God for you. And 10 years, I hope you don't like leave after 10 years. You have to stay with us.
I feel synergy with you on this too. I wake up and feel such purpose and such passion for this place. And when we get to choose where we work and get to really be fueled by that is such a gift. So
it is. Well, you are
10 more in me for sure.
Good. You're a gift. Don't ever leave my life or this community because I don't know how we'd survive without you, Amanda. Thank you so much. Definitely check out Sterling House, Sterling Community Center, all of that. Website real quick.
www.sterlingcommunitycenter.org.
You got to remember that ORG because I'm going to tell you I am the worst about that. Amanda, you are the best, though. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
You too, Melissa.
Appreciate you. We are going to be right back. Brown Roofing, Melissa in the Morning, Diner Tour after this.